Hello, everyone. I'm Netra Kumar, Managing Director with Bank of America's Global Payment Solutions business, and I'm excited to have Helen Hanby, Senior Director at Biogen, join me today on Bank of America's Treasury Insights podcast, Women in Treasury series, to share her unique and inspiring journey. Helen is a chartered management accountant and an associate member of Corporate Treasurers. In her role as a senior director at Biogen, she has treasury responsibility for all non-US entities, and she has previously worked in the manufacturing and publishing industries. Helen has lived and worked in the UK and Europe. Helen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, Netra.
Of course. So Helen, walk us through your career journey.
Okay, so my career journey started nearly 41 years ago when I left school at 17, which was much to the horror of my school and parents, to go and work in a bank. I loved the job, but I left after 2 years. I was lured by the offer of a 25% salary increase when I joined News International as a credit controller. After a few years doing that, I pursued an internal opportunity to join the accounting department where I studied for my CEMA qualification. And then after 12 very happy years, there were no further local career development opportunities. So I left to join a large local manufacturing company for whom I worked in the UK for a couple of years before relocating to Germany to head up the finance and admin function for the German affiliate. After 3 great years in Germany, which included an engagement, a marriage and a baby, I returned briefly to the UK before my husband's job took us to the Arctic Circle in Norway for 18 months. I joined Biogen a month after returning from Norway nearly 20 years ago now.
That truly is an amazing journey, Helen. Thank you so much for sharing. So let's talk about getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. You were somewhat of a rebel, often taking the path less trodden, much to the horror of your parents. How did that work out for you?
I think all in all, it worked out pretty well. I used to think that my career path had been somewhat accidental, but when I look back and reflect on it, I think I always had the drive and ambition to succeed and progress, and definitely took some risks along the way to achieve this.
Well, clearly your risks worked out pretty well, so I agree with you on that. What is the toughest feedback that you've received through your career, and how has that helped you?
I know that my keenness to talk means I have to really focus on listening. And I think probably the toughest feedback I've received on more than one occasion is no. As my manager will tell you, I'm very tenacious. So if the answer is no, but it's something I strongly believe in, I work hard to either demonstrate why or to do what's needed to make it so. But it's really important to be able to take feedback on board and able to be able to grow and develop.
Well, Mike, your manager, was one of your advocates. He also recommended that I reach out to you to get you to join this podcast. Uh-huh. So I know he does think of you as tenacious, for sure. So, Helen, you've made a couple of interesting career decisions that resulted in you being the only woman in a completely male-dominated world. So what challenges did you have to face compared to your male colleagues? And what strengths, when compared to men, did you come to realize that we as women can leverage and use to our advantage as well?
I honestly don't feel I've ever been discriminated against by being a woman. Although I was definitely a bit of an oddity when I turned up in a German manufacturing company as a 32-year-old female manager, their first female manager, and I certainly had to prove myself. I know it's a bit cliched, but I think it's really, really important just to be authentic. As the saying goes, be yourself, everyone else is taken. And just be really self-aware. Take the time to understand what your core values are and honour those values in the choices you make and in the way you conduct yourself. I think some specific strengths that many women have and can leverage are around building strong relationships, having a great attention to detail, and just being good at managing change and multiple priorities.
Yeah, authenticity, or you be you, right? That's so, so important.
Yeah.
So Helen, tell me something. I find that women sometimes feel that we need to check every single box before we raise our hands for a certain opportunity, whereas men find it easier to raise their hands if they have the potential to perform a certain role. So how can we as women overcome these inhibitions?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think as women, believing in ourselves is something that sometimes we're just not very good at. It's something I definitely think I've got better at with age and experience. So I'd say just don't doubt your ability. You know, once it's clear that you value yourself and are confident in your abilities, others will notice this too. I'm incredibly lucky. I've had the same boss for over 16 years and I like and respect him very much. And we've got a really good, open and honest line of communication. In turn, he recognises my contributions and he supported my ambition and development. And I just say it's really important to find your voice and just to express interest in being promoted or taking on more responsibility. Don't wait to be asked.
Well, Helen, I will tell you that Mike thinks the world of you. So, you know, the feeling is mutual. He thinks you're awesome as well.
Oh.
And Helen, I think you do a really good job of taking people under your wing and helping them advance their careers, women especially. I know of someone on your team where you've done a great job doing that. So why is it so important for you to pay it forward?
It's something that's really, really important to me. I think probably because I didn't follow the traditional path of completing school, followed by university. You know, I can appreciate that this isn't always a necessity. I had no formal treasury background when I joined Biogen, but someone took a chance on me. And, you know, I've been very happy to do the same for others on several occasions. To me, someone that's smart, you know, demonstrates a great attitude, level of motivation and a work ethic is a compelling hire. And I also believe that paying it forward creates a ripple effect of kindness.
Totally. Couldn't agree more. And it's such a fulfilling feeling when you see that person who you've invested in, you know, starts delivering at the level that you would like to see them do. So, Helen, you also do a really amazing job of recognizing people for a job well done, whether it's, you know, folks on your team and your partners. And I think just given everything that we're seeing in the environment with people wanting to pivot to other roles, I think it's very critical for managers to focus on this. So, give me some examples of things that you've done to recognize your team members and the culture of employee engagement and motivation that you've built as a result of that.
Reward and recognition is paramount to me. It doesn't have to be in the form of big money gestures, but just saying thank you or well done just goes such a long way. I think it's just really critical that we promote one another's successes, we encourage and support growth, champion programs and opportunities that might arise, and just to act as a mentor or sponsor. You know, when employees feel valued, they're far more productive, more engaged, motivated, and likely to go the extra mile for you.
Absolutely, Helen. When you look back over your career, what is that one piece of advice that you wish you had in your 20s?
Ooh, I think the key piece of advice would just be believe in yourself, as we discussed a little earlier. And secondly, take all the opportunities that arise. You know, what's the worst can happen?
Well, you've certainly lived true to the second piece of advice, which is take all the opportunities and the risks and traverse different geographies. The other question I would ask, Helen, having met your son, you know, he's really a wonderful boy and you've done a fantastic job raising him. So has he in any way influenced you as a leader? And if yes, how?
Oh, I'd say having a child, you know, I was always conscious of demonstrating the importance of working hard and of studying to further your career, which, you know, he's in turn gone on to do. And I think just being a working mother with a husband at the time in the military, so far away from home, it just really helped me to become a compassionate and understanding leader.
Thanks, Helen. These are amazing insights. I love all the energy that you bring as always. And I have several takeaways from this. And I know that our listeners will have the same. So now, are you ready for some rapid fire?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Okay. So business leader you admire and why?
Well, okay. I'm not sure if it's someone you're going to know because she's British, but Karen Brady, she's a very similar age to me, but she became managing director of a top flight UK men's soccer club when she was only 23. She's gone on to achieve a huge amount. She's got a family. She's the vice chair of another soccer club. She's an aide on The Apprentice. She's a member of the House of Lords. She's written several books, including one called Strong Woman, which is fundamentally why I admire her.
I should check out that book. Well, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
So my next question for you Bank of America is your global cash management bank, as we know. Uh-huh. What are the top three things that set us apart from competition?
I'd say super nice staff, highly responsive and effective.
Okay, you are officially my favorite podcast guest after that response. Well, thanks, Helen. It's clients like you that make it easy, and happy to do that and appreciate the partnership. Next question, podcast you're listening to now, other than the Bank of America Women in Treasury podcast, which you've told me several times that you enjoy.
I do. I'm actually a huge podcast fan. I listen to a wide variety of podcasts when I'm out walking my dog. I don't know if this is one you're familiar with, but Desert Island Discs, anything by Louis Theroux, and I love true crime podcasts. Actually, one of your colleagues recommended one to me. It's called Sweet Bobby, and that's a definite recommendation.
Ah, okay. I should check that out.
Yeah.
Favorite book, movie, or Netflix show with a female lead?
I'm going to go with The Devil Wears Prada. It just really celebrates the power of determination. Andrea, who's played by Anne Hathaway, really goes on a journey of discovering inner strength, resilience, and ambition whilst staying true to herself.
Absolutely. Love your responses, Helen. Thank you all for listening to the Bank of America's Treasury Insights podcast, Women in Treasury series. I'm Netra Kumar, Managing Director, Global Payment Solutions at Bank of America, with our special guest, Helen Hanby, Senior Director at Biogen.
Bank of America is the marketing name used by certain global banking and global markets businesses of Bank of America Corporation, lending, other commercial banking activities, and trading in certain financial instruments are performed globally by banking affiliates of Bank of America Corporation, including Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2023, Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.